Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and Paul Tulin.
Welcome to Education Currents. Today our topic is graduation.
Graduation, and there's so many different aspects we want to cover on this. We want to discuss the different graduations like kindergarten, eighth grade, high school, types of certificates, if there should be this valedictorian, summa cum laude, and all of that, and also staying safe. So it's kind of a broad picture. We know that.
Yeah, it's that time of year, you know, and the time of the year when people are out buying graduation presents and getting ready. As time has gone by, it seems that graduation is brought, you know, down lower and lower. Now you have kindergarten graduations. It used to be that graduation was reserved for high school. So I guess one question that I ask today, are we overemphasizing graduation? I mean, when you go to kindergarten, what are you going to do at the end of kindergarten? Who's going to fail? I mean, who's going to not graduate kindergarten? I mean, you wouldn't want to do that anyway. You leave, you know, poor Billy or Susie out because they couldn't cut with their scissors or paste.
Well, and the truth of the matter, there are some kids that have to repeat kindergarten, but I always made sure that they got to graduate. Even if they were going to repeat kindergarten, they could graduate again the next year.
But do you see any, you know, you've been an administrator. Do you see any harm in setting a precedent in a kid's mind that age about graduation?
Well, I've actually thought about this in depth through the years, and I decided that the graduation was for the parents. Because in more primitive times, there were certain initiations as children went from one stage of their growth to the next. And we use these things such as graduation. So when a child's finished kindergarten, really that's the end of their toddlerhood, their preschool. So it's
unless they're repeating kindergarten. You know, I worked for the Quakers for a while, and they did not have graduations. They did not have. They had a ceremony. They called it Moving On Day. At the end of eighth grade, they had a Moving On Day, and they also had a Moving On Day for kindergarten. But it really had nothing to do with, you know, with a traditional graduation. It was more a celebration. Everybody celebrated the end of the school year. The eighth grade was highlighted, and they told stories
now
about.
Now was
their,
the eighth grade the terminal
at that
for,
school,
at
yes.
That school.
It was the terminal year at that school. And they had, you know, stories they would tell of their time there. And parents would, you know, come and tell of their time. And it was well done. It was actually a kind of a moving experience. And nothing was made of what grade you got or how well you performed academically. It was more just a celebration of the end of the school year. And now the year that I left, they did open a ninth and 10th grade. And now I know, you know, I stay in touch with some of them, and they go clear through high school, and they do have a graduation for that. Mm-hmm. But they still have a moving on day, which they keep separate for the grade school. So I thought that was kind of a neat way to do it.
I know every grade would like to be honored. I mean, let's face it, when you finish the first grade, wouldn't you like to have a graduation from the first grade? Because now you're going to be in the second grade.
Well, you know, it's true, but that brings us up to the point. Now, at what point, I'm not a strong believer in highlighting individual achievement at too young of an age. I do believe in it as people begin to get older and can handle it. But at a certain age, it can be harmful to children if we point out one child and say, well, you did really, really well. Then all the other kids are immediately have this sucking in their souls about, you know, what about me? Mm-hmm. What did I do? And it can be damaging, I believe, personally, at too young of an age. So, you know, what do we do then with the idea of highlighting in a graduation or in a moving on day those that did the best? You know.
Yes. I mean, not only is graduation fraught with that, but honors chapel or awards chapel or awards assembly. Every school has them where they give out the awards, and there's always students that get tons of them. All the teachers lavish their star pupils with awards, and then there's those students that don't get any.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have two grandsons, and they're both 2 years old, and they're not brothers, interestingly enough, but they're cousins. But the fact is, I always have to be careful. If one of them does something great, and I say, wow, you know, I'm not going to mention their names on the air, but I say, wow, John, that's just really fantastic. I always make sure I then turn to the other one and say, and you know, because at that age, there's this immediate self-perception that I'm less if I'm the one not being praised. And praise is a dangerous thing. It's like a spice with kids. It's like a very strong spice. It's very powerful for both good and evil. And so when I have a graduation, particularly if it's in the eighth grade or below, and I start pointing out all these awards and these award chapels, then I start making some people develop their own negative self-image. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that I also have a problem with the schools that get together and everybody sits in the teacher's lounge and says, okay, let's get an award for everybody. And so, you know, pretty soon we have, the prettiest hair, the person that did the best cutting with scissors, and it becomes a little bit contrived. Mm-hmm. And so the awards end up meaning really nothing. I know I used to work at a camp for several years, and we always would pick a counselor of the week. And, you know, the director used to say, well, you know, you have to make sure it's a different one each time. So obviously the first week meant something, you know, to the counselors, because that week, you know, you were really winning. By the end of the summer camp, the one who's winning, it was pretty much, man, I really am pretty lame, because I'm the one that's left, you know, that has to be chosen because all the others have gotten it already. So, you know, the award kind of didn't have a meaning. So you have this balance between in these awards. You know, how do I give out these awards at graduation that have meaning and yet do not define others as less?
Yes. In fact, that I think is the most dangerous thing, is that students begin to define themselves by what awards they've received or what accolades they've gotten. And I think when we think about keeping our children safe through this graduation time, part of it is keeping them emotionally safe and grounded on defining who they are by God, by who they are.
I was just going to move into that. Isn't it, you know, when you look at what Christ did for us and our graduation, so to speak, our graduation isn't based on anything we were able to do at all. You know, it wasn't based on anything we were able to do. And there's not, you know, Christ said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So what do we teach our kids when we bring them through these award ceremonies? You've heard before, and anybody that listens to this show knows my opinion, even on grades. It would be wonderful if you could have a school that had no grades. And I'm not talking about levels. I'm talking about grades as in A, B, C, D. You know, that in other words, everybody came here with the expectation of success. And we just worked until you achieved that success.
Until you learned it. Mm-hmm. Until you learned it. Okay, we've talked about kindergarten graduation. Now, eighth grade graduation, there's some controversy about that. Some schools no longer even do eighth grade graduation. It seems like it was historically done way back when the eighth grade was a big deal. And then high school was almost like college. And now there's some schools that still do. What's your take on that?
I prefer having a moving on day. Now, having said that, I was a principal of a small school, and we did have graduation because of the political pressure. And like you say, parents want to take pictures. They want to have that, you know, that little diploma. And so, you know, you go home and you print out these diplomas and you hand them out. And, you know, I remember sometimes wondering, you know, what do I do? Because some students perform at a level that was, I mean, probably, I don't know.
It was
scraping by, let's put it that way.
A certificate of attendance.
Yeah. So, you know, that brings us to the next issue, too. Do we have different levels of diplomas? And if we do, how does that impact students who receive them? You know, students are very good at it. I mean, the minute you start putting students into reading groups, they know, you know, the bluebirds are the speedy ones, and the tortoises probably, you know, are learning disabled, and they know it.
Yeah.
So how do we do that publicly? Is it a negative effect for a child to say, okay, I'm graduating, Mom, come, because I'm going to get my certificate of attendance?
Yes.
And yet, how do we say to the student who worked, you know, just worked their little soul out and tried so hard, and then we give them the same certificate or the same diploma that the guy or the gal gets that nobody wanted on their science project, because they would end up doing the whole science project because this person wasn't going to lift a finger.
Yes.
So it opens really a Pandora's box.
I didn't have an eighth grade graduation, so I don't think a person would miss it if they didn't have it. I didn't have it because there weren't any other students that were in the eighth grade. So in that particular school, they just said, well, you're the only one that's there, so we don't really need to do an eighth grade graduation.
Which, you know, I will tell you, I did, out of all of the styles that I've been involved with, I did like the moving on day the best. It gave an opportunity for pictures. Nothing was focused on as far as awards. It was a celebration of the finish of 8 years, and everybody was finishing those 8 years. And it was about the experiences they'd had while at the school. And they would tell anecdotes, and they would perform a song or two, and parents got to take pictures, and then there was punch and cookies and all that kind of stuff. It was a really good feeling by the time you got done. Nobody was singled out, either positively or negatively, and just automatically, if you single somebody out positively, you're by default singling out others negatively. Yes. So it was a wonderful thing, and, you know, administrators that may be listening to this, that may be something they want to look into.
Yeah, they can still call it a graduation, but it would just, the whole motive and paradigm behind it would be something that it's a moving on day. It's right. An initiation where these young people are now going on to high school.
Yeah,
they've been with us this amount of time. We appreciate their contribution to our school.
Because there is a lot more to a student than just their academics. And I don't mean, I mean, I really do want students to try their best with academics. But, you know, one thing I've learned having grandkids is that a human being is a whole lot more than their academics. And, you know, what makes them special to me isn't their academics at all. As a matter of fact, that plays a very small role in it. It's
right.
Who they are. And that celebration, if we could turn our graduations into more of moving on days that celebrates the humans, celebrates their time they spent with us. Because that's what heaven's going to be about. That's what eternity is going to be about, our celebration of our time with Christ.
Can hardly wait till that graduation. Well, we have to take a break right now. We've been talking about graduation. When we come back, we want to talk about how you can keep your child safe through this graduation process. And in high school, it's just fraught with danger. So we'll be right back. Make sure you join our conversation at Education Currents. We'll be right back.
I'm going to talk today about the man in the mirror. There are times in life where a man will go and he'll look into the mirror, and a man will say, I wonder what I look like in this mirror. Mirrors can't talk back, so of course he'll get no response, but he'll still wonder about these things. The man will look into the mirror, and he'll wonder, this mirror's a little bit dirty. So he may have to clean the mirror, but yet his question still is not answered. So who is the man in the mirror? Is it a nice man? Is it a mean man? Is it a bad man? A good man? All these things are questions, responses, answers to what this mirror will tell him. But again, mirrors cannot talk. So, who is the man in the mirror?
This teen topic was written and produced by a student from Highland View Academy. For more information about Highland View Academy, go to www.hva-edu.com.
Welcome back to Education Currents. Make sure you do visit our website at educationcurrents.com, and you can leave comments there about the show and read our various articles. Today we're talking about graduation, and we've discussed some of the pitfalls and some of the celebrations that graduation can mean. And now we're moving on to the topic of safety. Now, what do you exactly mean by safety in graduation?
Well, there is something about, in on the high school level, when they graduate, there's this feeling that they can go out now. Most of them are 18, so with this initiation of the celebration of graduation also comes, I am an adult now. I'm an adult, so I can do what I want. In fact, I overheard the conversation of some of my wonderful high school friends that have just turned 18, and they want to go to New York. They want to get in the car and go to New York. And, of course, their parents don't really want them to do this. It's like five girls, and they just want to do this to show that they're an adult. And the comments are, I have to convince my parents that I'm an adult now, so they should let me go to New York. Well, that's probably pretty tame considering of some of the other types of parties that they do when they graduate.
It is a dangerous time in that sense, in the sense of being still a child as far as executive functioning goes, and yet being told that, you know, you're on the cusp of this wonderful life. I mean, we can all look back on our graduations. I can't particularly remember any graduation speech that was given to me. I can remember the feel of it. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear Pomp and Circumstances, it brings back a certain emotion. It's mm-hmm. emotive to me. But I do know that I've been through now enough of graduations of Pomp, and Pomp and Circumstances is an excellent theme.
Yes.
You know, all of the, you know, now you're ready for life now. And I think it means more to the speaker than the listeners, because mm-hmm. they're all living vicariously through these and wishing that they could go back knowing what they know now.
Yes, yes.
But the fact is, it does set, I think, some kids up for some danger. And even, you know, I used to think that, well, you know, parents who grounded their kids well, and I still believe to a certain extent that helps. You know, parents who really grounded their kids well are going to not have problems, and then the kids that have problems weren't grounded well. But I've found now, with the experience I've had in life, that that's not always true. That there can be, I mean, even the best of grounded kids can have the executive functioning just isn't there, and they can yes. they can have moments.
I think it's very important for parents to talk to their kids right now and say, look, it, you might be 18, but until you can support your own self, that means buy your own car, pay for your own gas, pay for your own insurance, pay your own rent, you still need to abide by the family rules. Now, the rules have changed and expanded to meet their maturation level, but it's time right now before graduation to sit down and lay out the next set of ground rules for this time, because this is a dangerous time.
Yeah, and if you look at the national statistics on during graduation time of how many kids end up being killed in drunk
yes.
car crashes
mm-hmm.
and... You know, it reminds me of the story of the end of World War II, when there was like 50,000 troops in this valley, and they were just celebrating and shooting into the air, and it ended up four of the troops were killed by bullets falling back to earth.
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine? They're at the end, they yes, made it through the war.
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. They made it through this graduation, the highest time mm-hmm. of their life, and they end up becoming maimed or killed because mm-hmm. they chose to ride with somebody who was drunk, or they got involved themselves with being with alcohol and driving. And that's, I mean, there's drugs, there's promiscuity that can happen at that time. Mm-hmm. I remember a graduation that we had. This was an eighth grade graduation too. And at the graduation party, three of the girls decided to come out of that party in very, very minuscule attire. there wasn't even a swimming pool there, but they did it kind of as a, hey, we're graduating now and you can't tell us what to do and look at, you know. And I thought, wow, you can get yourself into trouble quickly when you
advertising.
Yeah, and you get on the you get on the high wire thinking that, hey, I can walk it now, and maybe you can't. So it is important that parents prepare their kids for graduation, prepare them for life.
And I believe that parents are hesitant at this point to sit down and have those frank conversations for a number of reasons. They want to maintain the relationship with their child who just for them seems like has blossomed now into this adult. And that child has their own pressure. We sometimes don't count we make a big deal of peer pressure, but there is a lot of pressure that exists between child and parent. And that child puts pressure on that parent to do what, so they are allowed to do what they want to do.
Start early on. Also, another thing, there are some children that will pitch a fit, but inside they're relieved.
Yes, and you can always hope that, someday they'll thank you, though at this age they pretty much don't think you know what you're talking about, and they are resentful of what you are trying to encourage them to do. It is a great time to sit down and say, let's talk about it. Let's be part of this. What are you going to wear? Even what they wear under their caps and gowns can be a trigger to what might transpire on later. And be involved. Take their pressure and just embrace it. It's all part of the process. They're defining who they are by how they're bouncing against you, and just be strong.
Yeah, let them understand and know that this is, like I say, it's a flash in the pan, and they may not believe it at the moment. It's really can be really a heady moment.
Yes,
but it's going to be just a 24-hour period in their lives, and they've got a lot of life. You're going to settle down to a lot of just hard grunge work to get through life, and you don't want to do something that really impairs it. It's hard for kids to understand that you can do, you can make one decision that can impact a huge portion of the rest of your life. And there was an old movie called Labyrinth, and in that movie, as the characters were going through, it was sort of a saga, sort of a quest. It was a quest-style movie. They came to this place called the Bog of Eternal Stench, and you couldn't, if you slipped and fell into that Bog of Eternal Stench, you would stink forever. And that's a truism in life. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that you can do that it's very hard to get the stink of that thing off from you.
Yes.
So it's really important for them to understand. It's not just not just mom or dad being nosy or being pushy or
controlling.
It's about understanding that certain things and certain have certain consequences that last for a long time.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're coming to the conclusion of our show, and of course, we wish for you safety through this graduation time. On behalf of my co-host Paul Tooley and our MRG Media production staff, I'd like to thank you for being with us. And we have one last thing to say, and that is
keep learning.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. We're now on Facebook, and we'd love to have you join our discussion. Once you're in Facebook, just type in the name Education Currents. We'll also like to thank our production staff, the various networks that make this broadcast possible. For more information on education topics, go to educationcurrents.com. That's educationcurrents.com.